Blog Talk Radio.
Been this big, I'll admit I have so many things to show.
morning, good morning, good morning. So all the time I've been talking, I've been on mute. So you aren't in anything I said other than the music. Well, good morning, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Janine in England, your transformational life coach, filmmaker, master speaker, author, wannabe, and your radio host today. Yes, you tuned in to the Love Journey. They call this a prayer line. I promise you, I'll call it an experience. It's more than a prayer line. It's a love experience. And I'm excited because I get to see all of us evolve more and more every day. I promise you, there would be no me without you. So I often can just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because of all the places you could choose to be, you chose to be here with the Love Journey in collective consciousness. So we're going to get ready and turn within. And as we tune in to the presence of the I am that I am God energy inside, and as we invite and invoke the presence, the one that is the one, the great spirit. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. Wow. And so I want us to tune in with the breath. And as we take in the breath, I want us to breathe in through our nose, breathe into the heart, breathe deep into the diaphragm, and remember to hold it to the count of eight, to hold the breath to the count of eight. And remember to breathe into the heart, and then release through the mouth. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. So become still and know that I am God. Family, let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Come, Holy Spirit, let's breathe. And release. And let's breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Precious and Holy One. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. As I invite and invoke the power, the transcendent power, I am that I am, my higher mind consciousness, the beloved I am presence into this call, come Holy Spirit. As I speak from my transcending power, come Holy Spirit. As I ask that every word of my mouth come Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come Holy Spirit. Will be so acceptable in thy sight as I come, Holy Spirit. And bless every word that I speak and every thought that I think. God, give me a clean heart and renew the right spirit. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and release every human created thought. Release every human created ego. Forgive me anything that's not serving a higher purpose. As I come in this pure, innocent prayer, as I come from a pure, powerful, transcending place, from a higher mind consciousness, as I remove all of myself and invite and invoke the higher mind presence of I am myself coming forth in this right now prayer. Come and speak the words. Come and speak as you take over every word that I speak, God. That you may speak to our hearts today, God. Come, Holy Spirit. That you may speak to our minds today, God. Come, Holy Spirit. That you may raise the vibratory energy of this call right now, Holy Spirit. Come and let us feel the presence of you in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come in and bring a fresh anointing upon us, each and every person under the sound of my voice in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to bring fresh anointing, new wineskins, fresh revelation. Holy Spirit, come and bless each and every one of us, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and bless this call right now, God. I'm asking you to bring the vibratory energy to the highest vibratory energy on the planet right now, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and let us feel your presence in this call. Let us know that you are present in this right now moment, God. Let us feel you in the realm of our consciousness that we may touch the hem of yours. Holy Spirit, come in this right now moment, God. And the Christ consciousness in this call will come forth as we manifest the glory of you right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, on this two-turned-up Tuesday, God, and bless this day as we send our angels out on assignment. You said in your word we could command the angels to go forth, God. And today we call forth a legion of angels, God. Oh, just like your son told the people who came to get him before he came, he said, if I desired, I can call forth a legion of angels. But he had to surrender for us, Holy Spirit. So as we move into this day, God, we surrender to the presence of you in this right now moment, God. Sending forth a legion of angels, God, creating this beautiful day that you have given us as a gift and to open us in the presence of joy, God. Oh, we give thanks, God, that you have created the path for us to move forward with ease, elegance, and grace, God. We thank you for a profuse winds of abundance blowing our way. We thank you for the beautiful weather, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the opportunity to breathe in all of your love, God. We thank you for peace in our communities, God. We thank you for the opportunity to bless our children today, God, as the Chicago Public Schools are opening to receive the beauty of our gift today. As our children are going back to school, we give thanks, God, as you keep them in the palm of your hands today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we give thanks right now, God. Oh, we give thanks in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, God. We ask you to bless each one of our children as they transition back to school, God. We ask you to have that they take, God. We ask you to keep our angels on each corner, each space, to keep our children protected, God. We ask you to keep the building safe, God, and keep it cool, God. We ask you that all the schools be able to keep our children comfortable with great cool air, and they have the opportunity to have blessed teachers to receive their lessons today, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God of this great universe, we ask you to bless every school system, every school, every block, every administrator, every assistant. God, we ask you to bless this whole process that our children could compete globally with the kind of education that would take them to the next level, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless their homes, God, that there may be peace and love in their homes today, God. May there be food, more than enough shelter and food for them to have the enjoyment of what it means to be a child today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and bless our children today. Bless our homes today. Bless our communities today. Bless it block by block in every community center, in every home that is opening their doors to for the protection of our children, God. We ask you to keep it in the palm of your hands today, God. Keep reminding our children today that they are growing and that they will be mighty in the land as they grow every day more and more into their mighty purpose, God. We give thanks for our children. We give thanks for those who care for our children. We give thanks for those who we entrust our children to, Holy Spirit. We give absolute gratitude for your presence on this planet, Holy Spirit, through each and every one of us right now, God. I give thanks that we're growing into the understanding of who and what we are on this planet, understanding our dominion, our mastery, and our authority that is invested in us to speak a thing, to pray a thing, to call forth a thing, to master our dominion in a collective consciousness. We give thanks for the mighty presence of each and every one of us collectively coming together in one mind, one spirit, and one love. We give thanks for new books that are manifesting right now, Holy Spirit. We give thanks for new films that are coming forth in this community right now, Holy Spirit. We give thanks for the new relationships that are blossoming in this community right now, Holy Spirit. We give thanks for restored love and marriages in this community that is blossoming right now, Holy Spirit. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for profuse winds of abundance, greater financial substance, greater financial ability to navigate and move through the planet. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for the understanding that money is just you, God, loving us through money, God. We give thanks for more money in our lives. We give thanks for more love, joy, happiness, and success. We give thanks in the mighty, powerful consciousness of the Christ energy that we represent in this call right now, God. We give thanks for each and every mighty I Am presence. We give thanks for every person, every thought, every blessing and every new business and every new entrepreneur and every restored business and everybody who has got their own prayer line, God, and their own way of showing up for you, God. We give thanks for their TV shows, for their, oh, God, we give thanks for their teleconference lines, blog talk radio shows. God, we ask you to bless everyone who has their own process. It's been an example of you right now, God. We ask you to bless it and let it grow larger, God. Let it grow larger in its territory that the world will come to know each and every one of us individually and collectively, Holy Spirit, how we show up in the world, how we're walking in our dominion, and how we're stepping in our purpose in a greater and greater way every day, God. How we allowing the champion to rise in us each and every day as master speakers, as filmmakers, as writers and authors, as speakers and preachers, as teachers, and every way we show up, God. I just want you to come and shine through, God, that they may see your light in us, God, that they may know us by our love. And they will know us by our light. Come, Holy Spirit, and rain down your love upon us right now, God. Oh, come and rain down upon us your love right now, Holy Spirit. We give thanks in the mighty, powerful name and nature of the one that is the one. Woo, rain down your love upon us right now, God, in the mighty, powerful name, nature, and consciousness of Christ, we say. Amen, amen, amen. Whew. You know, sometimes I get a bright song in my heart, and you know I got to play it. Rain on Us, Joshua Rogers.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle, purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Surround.
around us in this place. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the land and the soil, the clouds. Good morning to all the energy in the universe. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family as we invite and invoke the angels into the call. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke the archangel. Come, archangel. Good morning, as we invite and invoke the ascended master and the masters. As we invite and invoke all of our spirit guides and all of our master guides. Oh, thank you. Come and be a part of our call this morning. And as we invite and invoke our beautiful ancestors. And as we take a moment of silence to send love into our sister Deborah Ricks and her family. We just celebrated the life of her mother. We send love to the family. Inviting and invoking all of our ancestors, all of the known and unknown ancestors. I give love to my mother, Ms. Anastasia McAdoo, and this right now moment. We thank you, ancestors, as we invite and invoke the presence of the ancestors, giving thanks to those who've walked the journey, leaving the legacy, call us. Yes, each one of us are our ancestors' legacy. Yes. And as we stand here paying homage to our ancestors, we give thanks for our descendants, all of those who will come behind us. And it's because of our prayers and the work that we do today that they will be so eternally blessed. Isn't that just an awesome thing to think about? The work that we do today will bless those that will become behind us. We could be the game changers in our family, shifting the DNA so that our children and children's children and children's children won't have to deal with some of the blockages and things that we had to grow through. All right, family, good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes. Good morning to my brothers and sisters, love, love to the gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to the kings and queens and millionaires and billionaires on the love journey. Yes, they call this a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. And I want to say welcome to your love experience this morning. Yes, welcome to this love experience right here on the love journey. Again, I am Janine Ingram, excited to bring to you today. So I want to get started. Two things I want to first share with you. One is a testimony. So, you know, I've asked over and over again for us to be the love ambassadors of our block. And, you know, I was thinking of this idea called the Rose Project. And I'm putting everything and writing it up. And I was sharing it with someone. I kind of got this idea from Manetti's husband, Raheem, my brother from another mother. We were talking about roses. So I was telling her about it, right? So she's a love ambassador for her block. And so she decided to go up and down her block and take sage. And she had got some roses, right? And she put it in the water and just let the water for a couple of days sit it in the sun. And then she put it in the spray bottle. So she prayed up and down her block with sage and sprayed the rose water up and down her block this particular day. And I'm not sure what day it was. She said, and she prayed up and down for each house, for every block. And she actually went 6 feet outside and sprayed this water and took her sage and just prayed up and down the block, each side of the block. She said that particular day, bullets were on the next block on each side. Two people got shot on one side of the block, but no bullets on her block. She said that one bullet came through her block, to her block, in no kind of way. She said, but on each block around her, there were some bullets that and shot one little kid on one block and shot a 19-year-old, and he died. I understand. And so I guess that's in an interesting process is that I guess we need to take up two blocks, huh? Three blocks, I don't know. But I thought that was interesting. At the same time, we think about all the stuff that's going on. We give thanks for her prayer for her block. So I guess we need to get enough people so that each block can be prayed for over and over again. But I thought that was an interesting testimony she wanted me to share with you guys this morning. Her block, just because of her prayer, she believed that no bullets came down her block. All right, family. And I got a question today, which was interesting. And I said, well, that's what we'll talk about. She said, you know, have you ever been with her in a relationship? She's been with her husband for 12 years, and it just seems like all they do is argue. And so I saw this article, How to Break Free from Argument, when she had sent the question yesterday. And so we talked about it, and we went over some things, and I thought, I'll read this article, because it was a really interesting article. They said we're getting closer to the holiday season, and that means more family time, and perhaps as a result, more arguments. Her situation is that her husband just got laid off, and sometimes it can be very devastating. And because I'm not a male, I'm just assuming that maybe he feels uncomfortable with the idea of not bringing in or supporting or taking care of his family, because she said that's not usually their position. So we talked about some things. I gave her some things to do and all that stuff. And she called me today, this morning, and said, you know, thank you, because is really bringing peace into the house. You know, I tell you, the one thing that I can tell you that is so powerful to do is to save your home. When you have arguments with your loved one, whether it's your husband, your children, someone in your house, it's to save it and cleanse it and move through it and just praise and call forth the light, and that the light will be around you and that the light will be in the presence of your home, and go outside your door and save it and put light around it. Maybe even spray some of that rose water around the door, you know. But I tell you, the sage is powerful. It is so powerful. I can't remember last time me and Brenton and I got into an argument, and we argued. We used to argue a lot, but we don't argue. I can't even remember the last time. I mean, we get into it a little bit, like, and then it just immediately falls away. But I think that a lot of it is just really being prayed up. I'm going to tell you, women, and I know it's a lot of men out here, and I'm going to say the same thing for you. It is nothing like a praying wife and a praying husband. Pray. When your husband is in a space or your wife is in a space, just begin to call forth the light in the situation. Not loudly, you don't have to do it loudly, just within yourself. Just go forth and pray. If you're in a space where maybe you don't have a relationship, but you have someone else you're living with, a family member, and y'all find yourself, it's the same thing. Just begin to call forth that light. And I'm telling you, light that sage and go through that house. And when nobody's home sometime and you at home, you get a chance to be home by yourself, just sage the whole space. And whenever there's been an argument, whenever there's been some disharmony, whenever there's been some no peace in your home, you got to go in there and cleanse it out with the spirit and cleanse it out with the sage and speak words of love and light through your home and in your bedroom and over your bed and all over through the house. You want to praise and bless the light, that the light will come forth and surround yourself with that light. It is the most powerful thing you can do to create peace in your home and in your relationship. But I'm going to read this article. That's what I shared with her. I don't know. I just thought I'd share with you. And she called this morning, early this morning, to share with me that it was the most peaceful night they had in a long time. She actually said she slept good. So I tell you, nothing like prayer. It's not me. I'm just telling you, prayer works. People say, well, what is it that has shifted you and Brenton? And I say this is the most powerful work you can do, is the love that you have for yourself, because you only are relating to yourself. I know you say, what in the world? Yes, you, when you relate to your husband or anybody, you just relating to yourself, and they're just showing up as something that's inside of you. If somebody's irritating you, then you have to go in and figure out what in the world is in me that's causing me to feel this irritation whenever I am in this space right here, wherever it is. And you will learn and you will see that one day you will get to a point when you love those spaces in you. When those people show up that way, you will just be loving them, sending them love. It won't even affect or take you off your square. Okay, so here's the article. The holiday season is approaching. And that means more time with family and perhaps as a result, more arguments. I love to say that if you want to see how much you've really grown, spend some time with your family at the holidays. Kidding, but only a little. Do you ever have the same argument over and over and over again? Do you ever feel like you're running on a treadmill or that you are not making any progress in a certain relationship because you can't seem to break free from that same argument? Well, what if there was a reason why you have not been able to move forward and it was easy to identify? When you are in a blame cycle in any argument, you will continue to have the same old fight. Let me say this again. When you are in the blame cycle in any argument, you will continue to have the same old fight. But you see, blame keeps you stuck. Blame keeps the status quo alive. Could it be that you are holding back living your purpose, finding what making you truly happy? Could it be that you're hiding from your own dream life because you are afraid to end the cycle of blame? You'll be shocked how sneaky the energy of blame is and how you can fall into this cycle without even knowing it. And when you realize that you are in this blame cycle, you can take your power back. But there's a huge difference between recognizing there is a behavior that needs to change and loading up on a big old serving of blame pie. Ending the blame cycle in your tense relationships will create more freedom, more love, and a deeper sense of purpose in your life. And it means that you must start to look at your side and focus on cleaning up your side of the street, taking ownership of your part and creating healthy boundaries. Wow. Here's the Pacific Greek question. What is your part in it? What healthy boundaries are you going to set now? Who do you really need to forgive, including yourself? Sound good? Let's get back to the love and have a blame-free holiday. Let's have a blame-free life. Because what really matters most, is the love. You know, we only come to the planet to return to the true understanding of what love is. And people only show up in our lives, no matter how they show up, as a significant other, intimate relationships, family, friends, to remind us to return to love. Is this argument over and over again that never goes anywhere to teach me love? Could it be with your mom, your dad, your significant, your cousin, your friend, your boss, whatever it might be? Have you ever had the same argument over and over again? And you say to yourself, is this something that's returning me back to love? You say this and then you say this and then you say this and you end up in a fight. Nothing changed. Have you ever wondered? Well, I know that I have, and doing that drove me to ask the question, why? Why? Why do I seem to have the same argument every single time, and nothing changes? And given that it's the holiday season, this conversation is coming up on us right now. I know we got a couple of months. And then it's Thanksgiving. The holidays are approaching. And this is the time where we're connecting back with family. And those wounds might come back up, or there's stress around this time as well. So the question is, why do we think we have arguments that don't go anywhere? There's an incredible book that I suggest you read called The Dance of Anger by Harriet Lerner. And Lerner tells us that we have arguments that don't go anywhere because it keeps the status quo the same. What this means is change is scary and becoming yourself is scary. What this means is change is scary and becoming yourself is scary. So instead of taking personal responsibility for our lives and for our choices and for our actions, what we do is we blame and criticize other people. And they blame and criticize us and nothing changes. Surprise, nothing changes. We're nice and safe. So what this means is it's time to take personal responsibility and individuate and claim how you truly feel. And Lerna has this great model where she talks about when you start to individuate away from your mom, away from your partner, and individuation doesn't mean you break up. It just means you're getting in touch with what you really need. When you start to say what you really need, that can make your family angry. It can make your partner angry. It can make your boss angry. It can make your friend angry because we're growing. And when we're growing, here's what we're afraid of. I'm afraid that I'll actually state what I need that the other person will do. What learners call a counter move. So what this means is, let's say I'm in a relationship with a parent and I say, when you tell me how to raise my child, I don't feel like a real parent. I would appreciate it if you only gave me advice when I asked for it. Well, I'm afraid that if I say something like that, that the parent is going to guilt trip me. And that's what learner calls a counter move. And so we have to learn how to do. And so what we have to learn how to do is to anticipate counter moves. They're going to happen as you claim your power and as you stand in your power. Those around you that are threatened by that will counter move you with guilt and shame and threats of leaving the relationship. And our goal, learner reminds us, is not to stop the counter move. Our goal is not to stop the counter move, but to let it happen. And that can be terrifying because that could radically shift our relationships and our certainty and our survival. But the reality is you will continue to have arguments that go nowhere. You see, The Dance of Anger by Harriet Lerner is where this word comes from. So what we have to do is, from a mature place, from a place of personal responsibility, say, this is how I'm feeling, and not that you make me feel this way, but when you do this, this is how I feel, and this is how I would like it to be. And state it from a calm, mature place. Reiterate it. Don't slip back into blame, because one of those counter moves is for people to pull you back into the argument. Because when you get pulled back into the argument, it's that old, familiar, same argument. And guess what? You're not going nowhere. This is the time to believe in yourself. This is the time to believe in your higher power. This is the time to claim your power back and stay in your own lane. Talk about how you feel. Talk about what you need and really stay firm in that. And if the other person isn't willing to grow with you, then it's time for the relationship to either be put on pause or to be ended. And that can, but I promise you, the universe hates vacuums. So when you create a vacuum in your life, it's going to fill it up with newness. So can you have the courage to stay in your lane? And what's interesting is that when you stay in your lane and you don't give that same energy back to the same old argument, just shifting your energy can be enough to shift the whole dynamic, and either the other person will shift energetically or the relationship will shift and dissolve. Either way, you get closer to truth, as Oprah says, truth. And what's scared are the same thing. No, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Truth and what's sacred are the same thing. So if you want to invoke truth and the sacred in your life, let's stop having conversations and arguments that don't go anywhere, that lead to the same stressful result. Let's start to talk about our experience. You see, I'm taking responsibility for this, and I do feel this way when you do this. This is how I feel, and I want to shift that. And to shift that, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And if you want to go deep on this topic, you can certainly get the book, The Dance of Anger by Harriet Lerner. He said, I mentioned it three times. This is an incredible book. But the core here is it's time to end arguments that don't go anywhere and individuate so that you can live your purpose and truly be free. So you might want to think about personal responsibility. End the cycle of blame and individuate into who you're meant to be. You remember now, your anger has a purpose. Your anger is a wake-up call to take responsibility and make new choices and not to stop the counter moves of other people. You can't control other people. You don't even want to try to control them. Let them make their own counter moves, and you're either going to grow together or you're going to grow apart. But you're going to come closer to truth and closer to what's sacred in your life. And again, I would just add, so that article is this. Always, whenever you're in that space, you know, and it seems like we end up in that space with the closest people, people that we are closest to, because intimacy is the biggest mirror of our life. Intimacy, relationships are our biggest mirrors, especially intimate relationships. They come to mirror the parts of us that need more love. They come to mirror us, the greatness of ourselves. They come to mirror all of that. And so in the mirror, when you're looking at a person who may not be in the place that you're comfortable being in or in that argument, just begin to send love into us. As the person speaking, just send love. Open your heart and heart to heart and imagine your heart sending love to their heart. Imagine. Most of the time when people are in the space of arguing or argumentatively, they're really saying, I just want to be seen. I just want to be important to you. I just want to matter. I just want you to love me. I just want you to see me. I just want to be important. That's all they're really saying. Think about it. Every argument comes to the same point. I want to matter. I want to be important to you. I want you to see me. So can you imagine if you start? And I know it's not always easy when people are saying or blaming or calling or hollering or whatever way they're acting out or bringing forth this information. I know it's not always easy, but I'll tell you, the day that changed my life, when I was sitting in my bed, when your book, you know, that's one of my play. I guess you say, this girl always in the bed, right? I was reading my book. But some of the greatest changes in my life happened in my bed. And I was reading my book, and Brenton comes home from work, and he's taking off his clothes, you know, because Brenton does electrical work, so sometimes he's very, very dusty. And so he's taking his clothes, getting ready for his shower to clean off his body. And he just, I don't know, he's just irritating. And we, next thing you know, we're in this argument. I'm like, what? I'm like, I was sitting here peaceful reading my book, and I'm saying to myself, if this is a reflection of me, how did I bring this about? I mean, I, you know, I'm saying this while whatever's going on in the physical place. And so I just began to send love into myself. I just, while he was arguing and saying what he was saying, and upset, and I was just peaceful in myself, I started sending love. He took his shower. I wrote myself a love letter, put it under my pillow. We didn't go to, we went to sleep. We didn't even, you know, like we normally do. I know you're not supposed to go to sleep angry. But I wasn't angry, but I just didn't kiss or say goodnight or anything. I let him be in his space. And I wrote my love letter to myself. And I loved myself to sleep. I just told myself how much I love myself. I just went into a whole different space of love for me, right? Now, normally on our argument, I am the one who wants to just like, I don't want to go to sleep arguing. I wake up in the morning, I want to speak, and I just want to make sure that we're not in that space. But I didn't do that this time. I just kept on loving me. Loving me. I just kept on loving me. And normally I can't sleep. I'm tossing and turning. But every time I wanted to think about the situation, I just kept sending love into myself. And I kept releasing. Every time he would come in my space or thoughts, I would release him out of my thoughts with love, then send love back to him. But I was mostly sending love into myself. And I wrote my love letter, and I put my little earphones, put my little love music on, and then I loved myself to sleep. I call it loving myself to sleep. So I loved myself to sleep. And the next morning, Brenton apologized. And that is, I'm like, and then he started telling me how much he loved me. But he said everything that I said in my love letter. So I pulled my pillow up to see if it was in my love. Did he read my letter? Because he was, I mean, if I was like, where did he get these words from? But everything I had told myself was everything that he was saying to me. And it was interesting because that's not his process. He's not a verbal apologizer. Unless it's really, really serious. He, like, will get up and fix breakfast and bring it to the bed, or he'll do something to suggest that he's apologetic. But this time he woke up and he actually said the word, I apologize, and he said how much he loved me. And he's not a verbal kind of loving kind of person that way. Like, and so it was really interesting. But I said that to say that love can really change the dynamic of a situation. So with that question being posted to me yesterday, I just wanted to share the answer with you today that it is so important. I don't care if the person is your ex and you're co-parenting, send love. Even when they show up strange ways, just send love. When you have family members that seem disharmony, just show love. Because really, again, an argument or when people come home with all that energy and they coming in and putting it on you, it's really just saying, I really just want to matter. I really just want you to see me. I just really want to be important to you. Why do you think people take time to argue with you anyway? It's because there's something about you that they want to you to see. They want you to see them. They want you to love them. They want to be important to you. They want to matter to you. Of course, no matter how much you love them, no matter how much they matter to you, it doesn't matter until they become important to themselves and that they matter to themselves. But you can begin the process by just sending love and diffuse the process by sending love. And remember, whenever there's an energy like that in the home, begin by just lighting your sage and calling forth the light. Any questions, comments, or concerns? I'm going to share with you one thing before we get out of here. No questions, no comments, no concerns, no thought processes. Star 6. All right. We're here. I just want to give you this one thing to think about. As you move through your day today, remember that you can diffuse any energy that's coming your way with love. And I want to share with you an affirmation that I read in a book, and I'm pulling it up right now. So as I move through it, because I wasn't prepared to share it with you, but I got in my mind to share with you this affirmation. And I think it's really powerful to share because sometimes when we're in that particular space, we sometimes just don't know what to say. No, sometimes we don't know how to send love. Well, we just get caught up. And sometimes this can be a great affirmation just to do when you're cleansing and removing that kind of energy from your home when no one's home. And, you know, sometimes if we get into the practice of it before it even arises, this affirmation can really prove to be powerful. And I tell you something else is to meditate and affirm your higher God mind that is in charge. You know, when that situation arises, call forth the higher mind to speak. You know, sometimes people want to have conversation. Ask your higher mind to speak and ask your ego to remove itself from this space in this right now moment. Because sometimes when our ego get caught up in a conversation or the space that we're in, it's not taking us anywhere. So I know, like, can I be that rational? But when you come back to yourself, just, you know, after you find yourself in there, you're like, let me diffuse this. Just ask your ego to remove it. You know, just say, ego, I'm asking you to step back and allow my God mind to come forth, my higher mind self to come through. And then when your higher mind self comes through, allow it to speak to the heart of the person who you're sharing in this space with right now. That your higher mind self will share in this right now moment. Instead, it will speak to the heart of the person that is in front of you. Let me say that again, that it will speak to the heart of the person who is in front of you. And I tell you, it is so powerful. People say, well, how can you stay in a marriage for 32 years? I tell you, prayer is so powerful. I think they really need to teach people how to pray because I don't think they really teach us how to pray. I'm telling you, prayer really works. Call forth the higher mind of yourself to speak and let it speak to the heart of that person. There was times when sometimes I wanted to speak to Brandon, but I just know he wasn't hearing me. He couldn't hear what I was saying. It's like it was like I was speaking. And you know when somebody is connecting to what you're speaking to. And sometimes egos won't let us connect to what it is we should connect to because our ego is in the way. So sometimes I would pray and I would just say, God, I really need to say this but I need him to hear it. Not just me say it, but I need him to hear it. And so, God, I'm asking that every word that I speak, let it speak to his heart. Let it speak to his heart, God. Let it speak to his mind right now, God. And when I got through praying before I spoke to him, he really, I could, you know, you could feel the stillness, the silence allowed me to know that he was hearing me. So family, we have to learn how to pray today. Relationships take work. I don't care what kind of relationship it is. Even with your children, it takes work. You see, because when we go in and acknowledge the higher God power, which is our infinite power, it raises the energy level of your mind beyond the energy level where the mental root of your situation may even lie. It removes the ego, because the ego want to be defensive and the ego want to go word for word, tat for tat. You're not hearing me. You know what I'm saying? But when you call in a higher mind, something happens. Something begins to take over. And the person begins to hear. And you begin to hear too. Because sometimes we're not hearing. Because we're caught up in our own ego too. So family, today, I want you to pray. Pray for any situation that arises that causes you to be in that space of disagreement with someone. Call forth the love. And when that space is over, go send yourself more love. Go write yourself a love letter. Go take a loving bath. Do something loving for yourself. Because you can get so caught up in going over it over and over and playing it over and over in your mind. They said and I said, what I should have did. You know, you play the song over and over in your mind. Good God morning.
Excellent message. Excellent message. Relationships. I don't care what kind it is. You know, I was reading something this weekend. First off, let me say I am Rose Jeff. Doing it God for each and every day. And that helped me. You guys, you know, I was reading where it said, and I had to think about this, most of us listen to respond. You know, when you're in the middle of an argument, your first reaction or mine, let's say mine, would be, how am I going to respond to them? What am I going to say? I am not listening to them to hear them. I'm listening to respond to whatever they're saying. And most of the time when I'm in that mode, nothing gets accomplished but more arguments. You know, I'm trying to explain my way and, you know, justify this and justify that. But really, when you're in an argument, you need to put on really, like you said, an ear of listening. Because they're really trying to tell you how they feel. And a lot of times we don't start that statement with, I feel, or this is what I am doing. We always say, you did this, so I'm going to do that. Or I did this because you did that. No. So, you know, practice that listening ear, not that responsive ear. And when you get out of that mode, then things can be accomplished. Not everything that I hear or not everything that's said to me in a discussion of discontent is for me to respond to. Sometimes I just have to listen. I know it's Daniel. I just listen because a lot of times he's just trying to tell me how he feels about it, you know, not to diminish what I did or any of that, but just express himself. And most of the time, I don't respond to it. I just listen. And then maybe a couple of days later, I might say something that, you know what, you were right, or vice versa. We always focus in on that male-female relationship or our personal relationship, but a lot of times that same experience is in all our relationships because we're really not listening. I love what you said and everything you said about a relationship. And that's how you maintain relationships for 30, 40 years, by being listening, by listening to each other. Because not, like I said before, not everything has to have a response. Thanks for sharing, Janine.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Rosa J. So here's a couple of affirmations I will share with you if you're interested in having these affirmations, you can come back to the call, write them down, or however you want to do it. But here, you know, some of the things that can change the pairing in our home, music is a powerful, powerful way to clear the air in our home. Lighting candles, lighting sage, lighting incense can change the psychic vibration into positive ones. And so here's a few affirmations you can play. So if you want to play music, you know, by the truth of God, power, presence within me, let every beautiful musical chord be a spiritual light, neutralizing all the negative thought form energies in this place. For this I give thanks, and it is so. Sometimes when we are going to be, and we know we're going to be in the company of someone who brings up that kind of energy in us, we can also take a few moments before seeing that person and surround ourselves with the light. By the truth of the God power presence of light within me, all the feelings and words directed to me from Joe Smuck or Jane Doe are met by the spiritual light of my being, which instantly neutralizes all negative energies. For this I give thanks, and it is so. By the truth of the God power, presence of light that is within me, all feelings and words directed to me from Joe Smuck or Jane Doe are met, that when I put the Joe Smuck or Jane, that's just the name of the person you might want to add, are met by the spiritual light of my being, which instantly neutralizes all energies. For this I give thanks, and so it is. And here's for your work, if you want to do spiritualize an environment of the place you live, work, or visit, by the truth of the God power present within me, every cubic feet of psychic air in this place is filled with the highest spiritual light, as the same light encircles this building itself. And for this, I give thanks. If you might want to do it in your home, in your workspace, you know, you declare the light of God power within you. Affirm that from the light of the God power within you, it is already yours. Seal your absolute faith by giving thanks, so it is, and meditate daily to keep yourself sensitized to the God power that is within you. If you want to light a candle and purify the air and cleanse the psychic air, by the truth of the God power within me, let the psychic spiritual counterpart of this flame burn away and purify all negative psychic vibrations around me in this place. For this I give thanks, and so it is. You know, and you can do the same thing with the incense. By the truth of the God power within me, that the psychic spiritual counterpart of this burning incense or this burning sage neutralize any disorder or anything that is not serving a higher purpose or any psychic energies that's not serving a higher purpose around me in this place. For this I give thanks, and so it is. And if it's more than one room, carry the sage or the incense or the candle from room to room and repeat it, spreading its essence and fragrance as you repeat the affirmation. One thing I want to share, too, is a lot of time, husband and wives, men and women, or spouses or lovers, they find themselves in the bedroom a lot of times in those disharmony moments. It is best to cleanse that space when you find yourself in a disharmony moment. After you, you know, find yourself in a disharmony, go and cleanse it, renew it. Take the sheets off the bed and put some clean sheets in, and spray some rose water around or sage the area and call forth the light and spray around the door. It is so powerful to do these little rituals of love. And sending love into the space, send love into the bedroom, call forth your angels of love, and remove that energy vibration so that it will become a higher vibration. And if you know you're getting ready to speak to someone that you want to have a powerful conversation, by the truth of the God power in me, as I speak from the light, from my higher mind self, I nullify anything that may come that's from a higher psychic vibration in this area. For this I give thanks, and so it is. So these are some things that we could, I want to share with you. If, you know, call if you want to touch the bed by the truth of the God power in me. Let the light penetrate this particular, if it's the object, if it's the bed, let that light penetrate this bed right now, Father God. Let love come forth in this bed right now, God, and let it nullify anything that is trying to serve anything that is not highest in myself, in the vibrations and the energies therein. For this I give thanks, and so it is. You want to transform the energy in your bedroom. A lot of husband and wives, spouses, lovers, however we find ourselves, find themselves in disharmony a lot of times in the bedroom. So I want you to ruin that and clean up the energy in the bedroom. Light candles, play music, and cleanse it, and vibrate the area with love. So that every time your spouse walk in the room, they will feel a shock of love. That's my message today. I mean, I really want to talk to you all about this because so many people are asking me about these kind of questions. So I wanted to share this energy with you because relationships can only work through prayer, in my opinion. I'm not saying I'm an expert and I know it all, but I do know to stay together for a period of years, 32 years, in my expertise, in my own life, it took prayer. It took rituals. It took lighting candles and shifting energy and cleansing. And I wish I knew it a long time ago. I wish someone would have, this would have been a part of a package. Somebody says, here, this is what it's going to take to make a marriage work, to even create a family. I wish I would have known some of the things I know today. So I just share these things with you. You might be in a new relationship. You might be in a relationship for 12, 13, 15, 18, 20, or you may be 2, 3 years. But whatever the relationship number, if you want to shift and change the relationship, first thing I say is to honor and love the divine in you. At times you feel irritated, every time you feel darkness or something, it's like to go in there and just pour love on it. But to cleanse and renew your home, there's power. You know, I didn't understand my grandmother when I was a little girl, and I used to watch her. You know, our grandmothers had the answer. But I don't think we got the information told to us. Because I know I used to see grandma walking the house in the middle of the night, calling forth God and praising and putting hands over the bedrooms. And I saw it in my half-sleep self, but I never knew really what that really meant. But now I really do. You know, with so much going on in our communities and in the homes and stuff like that, we really got to pray. Because I'm going to tell you, I know for a fact that nothing can stand up against the power of a praying home, a praying husband, a praying wife, a praying mother, a praying father. Something powerful that happens when you pray. Go through your home today. Cleanse up that energy. Call forth the light of God in your home. Let your presence be filled within me, God. Let the God power presence within me, by the truth of the transcending power that lives in me, that every cubic foot of psychic air in this place is filled with the highest spiritual light. And as that same light encircles this building itself, for this I give absolutely gratitude. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, and so it is. Always declare the light of God power within you and affirm from the light of the God power within you that it is already yours. There's something powerful when you pray. And always give gratitude because that seals absolute faith by giving thanks that it is already so. That's my message. All right, family, any questions, comments, or concerns, you can star 6 or push the 1 right now.
Good morning, Goddess.
Good morning, King. I know it's you in there. And so I was just calling you, King. I know you're not King. I just realized, I just wanted to recognize I know who you are.
Well, because I know the love that you have for me, that's never a question in my mind. Who do you know? Do you think you know who you're talking to? My voice and his are not that similar. But I want to thank you for the energy and the consciousness that you explained into my day. You know, you've taught me something, and again, that the spirit of listening, or the ability to listen to what you're saying to your companion, your mate, whomever, everybody's in a relationship with somebody, whether it's at your job or in school, in the house, there's always a relationship, because that means you're in a specific space at a specific time on a more ritual, symbolistic day every day. So, relationships. Listening is the one thing I hear you and Rosa said. Listen to each other. Listen with the intent of saying, you are important to me. And because I'm saying that to myself, that you're important, and you're saying that to yourself, that I'm important, then we begin to treat one another with that same intrinsic respect that we desire for ourselves, we desire for the other. And with that being what we are doing on a regular basis, arguments should become less intense and become a conversation, because even in our conversations with somebody that we have great respect for ourselves, we don't want to beat ourselves down. We want to build ourselves up. So in doing that, that's how you talk to one another. You do that through the power of building up oneself. And no, I don't have all the answers either, because I'm still new at this process. But listening to what you're saying, listen to what that dance of anger is saying, listen to what Rosa is saying. Everybody has added to my personal evolution that I've been experiencing since February of 2015. I saw the transformation because I felt the shift of me learning how to listen. Listen, because I hear what I'm going to say before I say it, so I listen to what I'm about to say, not as a response, but as a statement. Is my statement being made in a responsive manner? Or am I really, really, really listening to what that other person is conveying to me as their desire sharing of information? I appreciate what you're offering me as a guideline and to invoke the essence of nature, through sage, through rose water, through meditation, through prayer, through music, all the mediums necessary to tame the beast within me. I now can dance with the beautiful queen of my situation, or the yang of my situation, and now we're balancing one another because we are responsive and responsible to the spirit that's inside. When I say namaste, now I really am living what that definition is. Responding to the God in you with the respect in the God in me. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My brother, will you complete?
Oh, for the moment, anytime you show up, I'm ready to listen.
Thank you so much for your words of inspiration as well. And I love you. Oh, Janine and Ingram, girlfriend. Oh, first of all, amazing share this morning and right on time as always with you. I swear you'd be up in my business. But what's so beautiful about so many things that you shared, I just want to say prayer is absolutely, to me, the answer. Because prayer, of course, is love, and as we pull more love into the situation, anything is resolved with ease, grace, and elegance. And I have found myself so many times in that ego place where I got to get my point across, where I got to get you to see me. You know, you said, I just want you to see me. I want to be important to you. And so as I'm standing here saying these words and having these arguments, that's really all I'm saying is I want to be important to you. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to see me, see me, see me. And oftentimes that doesn't happen because each person is basically asking for the same thing, and then we still can't see each other. So I thank you for sharing some beautiful resolutions, and I do offer that when we just stop and just let God in and push all that other stuff to the side, because it doesn't matter, because right there in that moment, two God beings in front of one another and standing in that place of love. And if we could just stop and pray, you know, you can't, oil and water don't mix and all of that. And so if you're standing there and you're praying and you're saying, God, we need you to enter this situation. We need you to clear our hearts and our minds and let us come together in one spirit and one love. And whatever is happening, at least it can get to the point of being out of the emotional, emotional high that we get ourselves in, where we just got to say what we got to say and calm the emotion down to the point where you'll be able to see each other and hear each other and allow each other to say whatever it is. We don't always have to agree, and we are going to agree. And I know in the 30-some years that you and, Bridget have been together, and I love that you continue to share that. It helps us, those of us who haven't gone that long in relationships, to realize that, stuff is going to happen, but it can always be worked out with love and prayer and pray, pray, pray. Yes, I had a praying grandmother. Yes, I had a praying mama. And yes, I am a praying woman. And in my prayer life, I want to make sure that I am reaching the highest heights of love. And when my beloved and I are at odds with one another, I want to just stand in love and not blame and not shame. And I don't often succeed right away. It takes me a minute to get that. But then I have prayer upon myself. And I said, God, show me more of what I need to do. What do I need to release? What do I need to let go of so that I can be more an expression of love? So everything, is just beautiful. And I appreciate you helping us on our journey. The rose water and the sage, thank you, thank you, thank you. I will make sure that I keep those in my stock and home, to use them at those times and focus on prayer and love. So I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to know this was absolutely guided by spirit for you to have this conversation with us today. And I know many have been blessed as I have been. And I just want to say thank you. I love you. Peace.
Love you too. And I just want to be intentional about our words. Just one thing. About prayer, because it is important that we affirm in our prayer life, that the kind of words we use in our prayer too. It's not just prayer, but to be affirming in our prayer. Go ahead.
Janine, Reverend Z, I appreciate you as well. You said something that triggered a thought. You said, I want to be seen. But in the relationship, isn't intimacy the true power, being able to let someone see into you versus just see you? I think what that create is this space and platform called vulnerability. You're not comfortable being vulnerable to that other person. When you're comfortable enough to say, or when you say, okay, I'm going to allow you to see into me, and what you see, I'll allow you to tell me what you see. And in that vulnerable space, that's where a lot of healing begins to become, especially when it's an exchange on both sides of the pendulum. If you're always seeing me and my shortcomings, then that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about actually just opening up and showing who you really are and allowing that person into that amazing space. And yes, it's going to be very uncomfortable. However, knowing that that person truly loves me enough to care about me enough to share with me enough, my vulnerability becomes my strength.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to say, I mean, and you're right, because that intimacy is valuable and vital. And that's the other part is that when, and I think Janine said it earlier, is that when a person doesn't value themselves, you know, when they don't love themselves, it's very, I mean, what can you give? You're giving from an empty vessel, or you're attempting to give from an empty vessel. So, you know, how do you, and being in a relationship with someone who hasn't understood that about themselves. You know, they don't really get that. So they're coming from a place, or we're coming from a place of real emptiness. I can't get it. You know, I can't get it because I don't have it in me. I haven't looked in the mirror and said, I love myself. I haven't even accepted who I am. And now I'm trying to be in a relationship with another person, and that's what's making this thing not work. It's, you know, this ship is rocking because there's no balance there. I got to love me. I got to be able to be into me see before I can even be into seeing anybody else. And that's one of the things that I'm finding is that we have so many people who are wounded. You know, so many, and, you know, we talked about this on Friday night, the emotionally unavailable, that don't even understand what it is to feel for themselves. They don't understand what it's like to express, and you know, their own deepest thoughts and feelings. Maybe it's because they feel like, you know, somebody's not going to get it. They don't. So I just think that if we work on ourselves and if we, you know, really do the work on leveling up on ourselves and caring for ourselves and, you know, falling deeper, more and deeply in love with ourselves, then we have more to give from the overflow. And when you have someone that you're in a relationship with and it just seems like sometimes it seems like they sucking everything that they can, they're trying to get everything that they can because they don't have it within them to give. And I shouldn't say that. Everyone has it within them to give. They just don't recognize it.
Right.
They just don't recognize it. No. But yeah, that intimacy is absolutely powerful. And vulnerability.
It's yeah. More. And you're right. That was one of the key factors on that Friday conversation as well. How even though when you were talking about emotionally unavailable, or just checking out, you were, first of all, you was focusing on the women, but when you brought up that article that it was about men being emotionally unavailable, that really scratched the surface with a shovel, not just a back scratcher. That really got in deep when we men realized that we've been programmed to be, too bad this is not Friday. We've been programmed to be to be less than our human companions, that we were born seeking that connection with another human being. Most, I'm going to say this not knowing that it's true, but I haven't met anyone who did not desire to be with someone somewhere in some part in their life at some time. Everybody has been put here. Nobody's been put on an island and say, this is where you're going to stay for the duration of the next 70 years of existence. Even when you wake up at 5 years old at the daycare, excuse me, 3 years, yeah, 3 years old at the daycare, you're conjugating with people. You're not set up by yourself and not interacting with people. So we're taught that you can't be emotional. Well, if I hurt my finger, yeah, or smell my hand in the door, why not holler out and cry? It hurt. Or if my heart get crushed, why not cry? It hurt. But we're taught as men to shut that part of our lives down, and that too is a spirit of defeat before we get a chance to get started in growing and knowing who we are. We have to get back in touch and knowing that there is a yin and a yang within us, that balance within us, in order to seek that balance outside of us in that companion or in that relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it, on that ship has to be who you are is what's going to be attracted to you. But I'm really appreciating this open forum and conversation that this love journey is producing. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Now what? Well, thank you for your comments. Thank you, Z. Thank you, Emir J. Otto Price. All right, Rosie.
I just love the fact that you can see. Yeah, when somebody's in the queue. You know, I wanted to leave or give this prayer. It comes from the 12-step prayer book, and it's so timely, I think. So it's called Time Somebody Told Me. Sometime somebody told me that I am lovely, good, and real, that I am beauty, that my beauty could make hearts stand still. Time somebody told me that my love is total and complete, that my mind is quick and full of wit, that my loving is just too good to quit. Time someone told me how much a person wants, loves, and needs me, how much my heart and spirit help set that person free, how many eyes shine full, how my eyes shine full of white light, how good it feels just to hold me tight. Time somebody told me. So I had to talk with myself, just me, nobody else, because it my eyes just went out. Because it because it's time somebody told me. So a lot of times, just what you were saying, it's really a conversation. When we're in these relationships, a lot of the stuff that goes on in it is us. So sometimes it's time for somebody to tell you some stuff. And as Otto and so many other people said, it's time to listen to yourself through the eyes of other people. Because it's time somebody told you so that you can expand and grow. Have a good God day. Help my heart. Share it with you. Have a great, great God-given day.
All right. Well, thank you, Rosa, for sharing that. Thank you for all the shares this morning. And I guess what we were all really saying is, I want to be seen. I want to be loved. Can you see me? Can I matter to you? But we have to always remember that the only person we really can matter to, and only person we really can really, 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 really be important to is ourselves, and then we shine out, and others will see us important, and when others will find us that we matter, and all the things that we see within ourselves is what others will see. This was a great conversation about keeping marriages and love and relationships together. It was a great conversation on points to bring out, to do. I always love when we talk about solutions and not just problems. So thank you for all the solution-oriented conversation, because I think that's the real key to winning in life is the solution. It's easy to talk about it, but to be about it is the real key to be the solution. And the solution we all came up with is prayer. Pray when there's disharmony. Call forth the divine light of God as you in you, all around you. Bring your sage to clean up an environment to bring back the light. And call it forth and speak it, because we know we have the power. So today, reminding you again that you are the gift to the planet, and you are a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, love really is the only answer. It's the really the only choice, isn't it? At the end of the day, y'all, we talk about dreams and living our God-sized dream. But we can't just dream them, y'all. We do have to live them. So live them. Live your God-sized dreams. Live them and have fun doing it. You only get this lifetime to do it in this way. You might, if it's a such thing as coming back many times, you don't get to do it this time. So do as much as you can on this lifetime. Have fun doing it. And remember, love never fails. That's what I'm going to play right now. Kim, love never fails. Have a great day. Mama T will be on the call tomorrow with her new book called Round Trip from Heaven. All right, family. I'll see you in the morning.
What we had would never
Yeah. Have a great day, family.